Topic of today is design-based research and design-based learning. The world is changing all the time, and we need to focus more and more on learning process. And of course, same time, we are discussing more and more on learning to learn. The focus isn't anymore that much on remembering detailed pieces of information. In design research, the idea and objective is often to solve problems. These problems could be linked to the teaching, learning, and of course the performance as well. And the focus is also in the development for the future. It's that kind of developing process. And very often these kind of processes are collaborative, they have practical and theoretical background, and of course as well that kind of outcomes. We have often several persons included which might have different kind of expertises. I think this figure from Reeves and companies introduces pretty well how it goes. We start with analyzing practical problems, and then we come to the development solutions. Finally, we evaluate and test, and then we document and have the reflection part. The process is not linear. It's more like that kind of iterative or cyclic. Then I have a practical example. This example is from a course which I was teaching a couple of years ago. We made the hypermedia product same time when we focused on learning using how to use technologies for learning. We started with planning. We made concept maps on what we are going to do. Then we have the production phase in which we made the hypermedia product, and after that we externalized our pedagogical idea by writing a handbook. Then finally we had the presentation. And same time we got feedback, and this feedback could well guide us to the new planning phase, and we could make even better and better processes. Another example which I have over here, it's more research focused, and this is actually lasting for 7 years, or actually I think the process is still going on. Like in previous case, we had 1 or 2 months for the process. In this case, we started with pre-works, workshops, and evaluation of the current state. Then we continued by focusing on developing certain course, and finally developing the whole degree program. And you can see there the evaluation, design, analysis, and revision phases, which are several times over there. I think that this kind of approach, design-based approach, fits very well to the maker culture. And I think that nowadays we are really focusing a lot on maker culture, in which we construct something and same time we link technology to that one, and we have very interesting learning processes. I have some references for you. Some examples which I could recommend to you is the Reeves over there. He has been really working a lot for this area. And more like for that kind of practical approaches, I recommend Henrika Vartiainen's design-oriented pedagogy. It's the whole PhD, but it includes several articles